Kia ora, koutou, and welcome to part two of Mama's Lockdown and Me. I am meeting up with the lovely Dion Taylor from Polkadot Communications. Good morning, good afternoon. What even day is it? I don't even know.
Oh, it's just day. It doesn't have a name. It's just day, and I know it's the morning because I haven't had lunch yet.
Oh, I don't even know who I am anymore, I'll tell you what. I've just been reading about you. You're a legend. So you've got... two children.
Yes.
And are they 5 and 9?
Yep, it's their birthday next month. I'm hoping I'll be able to give them a party.
And you are one of Australia's youngest innovators. So I love that. I love it when you read stuff about yourself. So tell me who's in your bubble. Tell me a little bit about you.
Okay, so I'm Dion and I'm 38 and yeah, I've got two daughters, Nina and Camilla. They're turning 6 and 10 next month. My husband's Danny. That's my immediate bubble, but my professional bubble is my team at Polkadot Communications, which is the agency that I own. And even though they're in my bubble, we're virtually connected, quite touchable at the moment. So that's my immediate bubble. And then of course I've got my parents, my in-laws, my sister, etc. Also we've been isolated from them. So my immediate bubble, I'd say, is the four of us and my dog.
Oh, always important.
Thank God I have a dog.
Oh my God.
Because it gives me reason to go out.
I'm really wanting a pet at the minute. We've got cows across the field and I'm like lovingly shouting at them every morning to talk to me.
I can't quite take the cow for a walk. Anyway.
So the stuff that I was reading about you was, you're up early. You're a very organized person. You're quite used to traveling. You know, I love the whole, you're at your desk by 7:45. Children are dropped off, your day's planned, you've got the next 2 weeks meals planned out. How are you coping? How are you doing?
Yeah, you've done your research. I am an organized person because there's times when I am physically not available because I might be traveling interstate or overseas for work. And I've got a fabulous supportive and capable husband that does know how the dishwasher and the washing machine works because I taught him, as do my children. And I am a very organized person. I don't leave a lot of room in my life for the unknown, which completely throws me in this current climate. I have seen the positives or kind of come out of the shock of it all. And currently I'm in that let's be positive phase and let's make the most of it. I've not spend as this much time with my kids as I ever have before. Like the two weeks at the end of the year, it's like that for what, 2-3 months?
Yeah.
Who knows? Totally. I'm really trying to enjoy it. We've been homeschooling for a few weeks. There's potential that it's going to happen again for term two. We still don't know. And I'm really trying to make the most of it. And I think that what the penny dropped for me the other day when I just let the routine go out the window and I instantly calm down. Because what's the point of actually having a routine? I try to create a schedule of what to do during the holidays and, you know, how to run our day when we're not in school. And I actually thought, that's just not fair. Like, let's just go with the flow. And when I did that, I became a better parent. My kids became more tolerable. Can you hear them screaming?
And you know, I did an interview yesterday and my toddler...
That's awesome. I told my husband to take them out and go for a walk. Don't come back.
This is perfect. This is all part of it. Don't worry. So I had a meeting last week with... a government agency, and in the middle of it my toddler burst in and said, "Mom, I've weed on the carpet," and I was like, okay then, let's deal with what we've got here. But I think
that's actually the other thing, Jane, is that I've always compartmentalized my life. Always, you know, I wear the professional hat when I need to be professional, I wear the mum hat when I need to be the mum, and the wife hat when I need to be the wife, and now it's just one big blur. And I'm cool with that. Like, I'm sitting having Zoom meetings with clients and my kids pop in and their kids pop in and I say, "Hey, meet my daughter." And they're like, "Oh, meet my son." And that's fine. And I feel like a bit of a relief has come, and I can be a bit more real, whereas I've always just been in the professional world, professional Dion, not ever integrated the mum Dion. So,
and I also think, you know, we have these faces and masks that we put on in these different rooms that we're in, like chat rooms, you know, with these different people. Actually, I think the one thing that I've found kind of that's made me feel a little bit less anxious is the fact that it's not just my town or my country, it's the whole world is dealing with exactly the same thing. And all right, at different levels, like I'm really aware of the privilege of the fact that I have a husband and I have a huge back garden and I have help from him and he's great and all that stuff, and I have friends and I'm not living in an apartment with my four children on my own. But I think we're all kind of connecting over how hard it is and what we can do. I'm like you, I'm a very scheduled, I like to look in my diary and know what I'm doing every minute of the day. But I think for me, like, we've put up a schedule for work and we've gone, look, let's make this flexible. You know, somebody's going to be ill, something's going to go wrong. And kids just, they work with that. They kind of go, right, we're doing this now, and then we're doing this now. And then, oh, look, mum's just like throwing the computer out the window and she's going to sit and watch a movie with us. Like all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the system that we have created, both my husband and I run our own businesses. And when we were hit with, hey, school's closing, so keep your kids at home, educate and entertain them, and lose half of your business or go into crisis mode, have to make really difficult decisions quickly and do it all at the same time, that's basically what happened. It was like the week of hell. And that's why I feel like I've come out the other end now going, oh my God, I survived that mega hump now this is the normality. So when I knew that that was happening, I put a schedule together where I looked at the next 2 weeks and I said, over the next 2 weeks, we've got two shifts. There's the 8 till 1 shift and the 1 till 5 shift. And we split that, and we each get an alternating morning and afternoon shift.
Yeah.
And we did that. And I basically, Danny and I passed the baton to each other. And at night when kids are asleep, we went back onto our computers, back onto phone calls. I think that the two of us probably didn't actually have deep conversations for about a good 10 days.
Yeah.
People would say, how's his work? I'm like, I honestly don't know, because I'm not trying to keep my food in my body so I can keep fueled so that I can deal with my own disasters. And he's probably doing the same. And now we're kind of at the other end going, all right, so this is what's happening. We're helping each other out. So that's the reality. You asked about our bubble and where we're at. That's where we're at now. We're in the acceptance phase.
What have you noticed about yourself? What have you, you know, when you get those moments when you go, oh, look at that. Like for me, for example, I know my child's in daycare every day. And I was so anxious when they said we're going into level 4. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? I can't be with my child all day. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And actually it is hard, but I've noticed all those little things, you know, all the things she talks about, the language she's got, the ways that she talks to herself, the way that she helps us or wants to do jobs. And I've really noticed and honed in on that stuff.
Yes, agree. So I've definitely seen that in both of my girls. On the first Saturday night that we were isolating, my eldest daughter, Nina, said to me, Mummy, I think like it's really sad that you can't go to restaurants anymore and we can't get babysitters. So why don't I create a restaurant for you and Daddy? I'll write a menu, I'll be the waitress, I'll cook the dinner. And then my other daughter, Camilla, said, I'll choose your outfit. So we just thought, so cute. They set up the table, they cooked us dinner, they chose our clothes, and we had a really nice dinner. And I just thought that was so cute.
Do you know, when you peel back what that is, that's them being aware of the situation as much as is appropriate, but also that ability to be kind to other people. You know, you can pluck and those little things from what they're doing and say, look, this is actually what they're learning about.
And I mean, 2 days ago I said to Nina, I'm so tired. It was 4 in the afternoon. I was like, I could crawl into bed now. I am so tired. I don't, like, my tank is completely empty. I've made,
you know, big decisions. I've been physical. I've like a mental drain. I am so tired. She goes, Mummy, do you think I could maybe make you breakfast in bed? Like, you don't need to get up and rush. And, you know, so little things like that, she's showing care and compassion. But ask her to put her dirty dishes in the dishwasher.
It's a like no-go.
My other daughter is every excuse is, oh, it's because of the coronavirus. So I'm like, yes. So I don't know how much longer I can milk that out for.
I love that though, because she's being creative, she's being innovative, she's working it out. She's working it out. What would you not want to go back to?
I don't want to go back to the rush. Yeah. And I think that's what I'm enjoying now, is I'm enjoying, even though there's very little routine, and we have had some level of structure because of our half days working. I don't want to go back to the up quick, whatever, let's get out the door. We've got to leave before the traffic. I've got to meet this deadline. I always like to be at my desk at 7:45. It's not 7:45. Like, I don't want to be so anal about that sort of stuff. I want to see this as a relaxed approach. I'm in the embracing phase, and I think that there is a good reason and a good outcome that will come from this. And it's to reset people, and also to reset the priorities of the friendships that we have. Like, there could, you know, there's some people that I'm sitting here really deeply concerned about, and ones that I'll reach out to, and vice versa, reach out to us. And then there's the other ones that are on the periphery. I'm like, meh, you know, hope they're doing well, but probably not deep enough. So if we come out the other end, you know, where's that going to be? So, and I've seen that with my kids and their friendships as well. So I don't want to go back.
You said before, did somebody reach out to you and say, you know, you're always seen as the strong one, and actually that they're the ones that we should worry about more slightly.
Exactly. I think that I think that the introverts are cool with this, like to stay at home and to just chill.
I am not.
I'm not an introvert. I'm not okay with that. And also the strong ones that wear the Miss Capable t-shirt, like, I'm capable, it's all cool and very positive and upbeat. That's me. And I wouldn't say I'm not coping, but it's a complete mental, can I swear?
Yeah, absolutely.
Complete mental head fuck.
Yeah, completely. Oh my god, the biggest head fuck in the world. I've discovered I'm an introverted extrovert, and that was the thing that I worried about. Like, I absolutely crave my own company, and the fact that I can't, you know, you talked about in your email about that boundary around privacy, and you know, I go and sit in my car, or I'll go and walk my bins to the end of the road, and I will absolutely, you know, deeply enjoy that experience. And setting those, I think I've talked to lots of friends when this started, around, you have to have a conversation with the person you live with, your partner or whoever, about setting aside that time for you to just do whatever you want to do. You go and sit in a shower for half an hour, you read a book, you do not feel guilty about that stuff. And actually saying to your child, I can't be with you right now.
And you know, help me fold the washing, because I can't do this all the time. And also, I said to my husband last night, it was like 8:15, my kids were still watching TV. I just walked to bed, hopped into bed, put on the TV in my bed. He goes, are you going to bed? I was like, well, I'm done. Like, there's nothing else for me to do. Kids will go to sleep. I'm watching some TV. You have to be okay with that, because that's my quiet time. And I'm my day's done.
So I was at a social work meeting this week, and the one thing they talked about that was a really, I've told it loads of people and it's actually really lovely, is because a lot of us are very used to, especially parents are so used to, we're now in that looking after other people constantly mode. At the end of the day, thinking about one small, tiny, kind thing that somebody else has done for you.
Having that
discussion and having it with your kids, say to your kids, who's done something really small and tiny and kind for you today? And they, you know, they don't look at it as like, oh, somebody's bought me this big thing. It's like, actually, somebody wrote me a tiny note and left it somewhere, or they, you know, they put the toilet seat down, or they
You know, my kids have been preparing care packages for their friends, and we do drive-bys and just drop them off, and they do the same for them. It's the highlight of their week. And I've been doing that, you know, with my mother-in-law, dropping off some food and things like that. And it's just, it's nice. We're keeping our distance. We're not getting out the car. We're waving.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of this.
Yeah. Oh my God. So much. Hey, you're like, yeah. I'm seeing someone else who doesn't look like my family.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. That was my timer. We made meringue.
Right, don't worry. That was so wonderful. Well, the last couple of things I wanted to ask you was, one, Netflix or podcast or music recommendations that you want to let the world know about.
This is the one thing that I never do, is I never watch TV. Like, I'm not a sit and binge and watch TV. Up until now, I've just started. And I am the one taking the recommendations for everyone else. I don't feel like I'm an authority on
TV. Whatever.
Although, in terms of podcasts, because I'm not going to the gym and I'm walking so much, I've just started listening to Unlocking Us with Brené Brown, has been really great. I listened to one this morning about the 50-50 myth on settling the ball regarding suffering. And the other day I listened to Anxiety Calm with over and under functioning people who deal with anxiety, and I realize I'm a complete over functioner when it comes to anxiety. And it's just recorded now, so it's all about people in this current climate. You know, there's references to people in isolation. It's like, it's really pertinent now. But another podcast I listened to, which I was walking the streets bawling my eyes out, is Dying for Sex. Which is,
ooh, I'll have a look.
It's awesome. It's a it's uplifting, it's sad. It's about a woman who has terminal breast cancer, and it's how she lives out the last, year of her life. And the person who interviews her is her best friend, and they've got a beautiful dynamic, and she just has the craziest uplifting stories, even That's though
great,
she's
great
dying.
Recommendation.
I'm the person that asks other people for recommendations.
I love
I'm
it.
Not an That's authority awesome. On that.
No. Everybody, I love it. Everyone's finding out what it is they like and what they like doing. Last bit of this is I always do on my podcast quick fire round. They're very simple. So first thing that comes into your head. So walnut or cashew?
Walnut.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Mountain or beach?
Beach.
Cold beer.
What was that? Oh, I lost you.
My sound went weird. Sorry.
Wait, back. Cold what?
Cold beer or hot cup of coffee or tea?
Hot cup of coffee.
One country that you would absolutely love to get on a flight to right now and go to?
Mexico.
And one music album that you would listen to for the rest of your life?
Blue Lines by Massive Attack.
Oh, we're gonna get on massively well. Well, Dion, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Jane. Thanks for the opportunity. Hopefully, we can all learn something from the other mamas out there dealing with this in the same situation.
Amazing. Bye.
All right, you take care. Bye.